Hey everybody, what's up? This is Donald Devine. I'm a solo artist.
EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, getting out of the house. EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Playing the best independent artists and looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, successfully giving.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Classic
City Records, we tiring. Go on to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
To be back on the air live here on EOTM, the Queen G Show. We're putting it down again another week, you guys. I'm so excited about tonight's show. We got a lot going on. We're going to be in your ear for 2 hours long. I hope you can stand it because we on fire tonight. Tonight is our independent artist show. Anything can happen on that type of show. That's all I can say. It's going down tonight, you guys. I'm so excited. We have a couple of guests that's going to be burning up our phones tonight. And we got our co-host. You know, I always bring Lala in pretty early on. Lala, you there, girl?
I'm here. I'm here, girl.
My girl is in the building. How you feeling tonight?
Really good, really good. This is a topic I know very well.
Yes, ma'am. You are somewhat of an independent artist yourself, right? Let's talk about that
I used to do that, but it's kind of hectic in the business, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Right? Oh, see, I told y'all, it's going to be a good show tonight. We're going to have a little controversy on the air tonight, you know what I mean? Because the game has switched up, you know, especially since we've been in the game. I've been in the game 20 years plus. Lala, I know, has been in the game 20 years plus, and since the evolution of what we've seen has changed. You know what I'm saying? We're not bitter. It's just a little controversial. That's all I can say.
Right, right.
So anyway, yeah, but I know my girl Lala can sing, and she's managed talent. She's done many different levels in the entertainment game. I mean, even done, like, background vocals. She's done her own thing and her own album and tracks. And, like, oh, my God. And I, on the other hand, have managed talent as well as have mentor talent. I've done a lot of different things in regards to talent. So, you know, we got our own opinion, but we're going to definitely bring on some new artists tonight. And I want them to talk about every detail and every aspect of what it's like to be in the game in today's time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard, but Justin Timberlake just came in and killed it in the records and on numbers with his comeback album. That's what we're talking about. What is it going to take to sell your tracks, to make somebody listen to them? Yeah, I mean, in this day of copying and stealing and all that stuff, what's going to make you hotter than hot to bring the attention to your joint, your tracks, your album, your project? We're going to talk about the ins and outs of the entertainment independent game as it is today. What you think about that, Lala? Justin Timberlake killed it, girl. He's like, man, I think it's...
Yeah, have you heard the album? Have you heard his album?
Not yet, and I'm ashamed to say I love Justin Timberlake. Like, I can't wait to cop it. Like, I'm going to actually go buy it. I'm not going to duplicate it.
He has some really good R&B on there. He stuck with Timberland. There's a lot of Timberland stuff on there. Timberland beats and whatnot. So,
my goodness.
It's off the chain.
And why redo what you all have already done? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why change it up when it's been successful for you?
You know, stick with what works.
Right. I love it. I'm just proud of the brother. Like, I love his music. I believe he's very talented. And I like the way he sings, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to maintain the R&B thing nowadays. And I love him. I love Justin Timberlake and the way he does his thing. So he stays up on top of the times and, you know what I mean, keeps it creative. So you can't blame a brother. You know what I'm saying? You can't blame him at all. But I'm going to go into a real quick hot topic. And then I got something else that's going to be bananas tonight that just was real crazy that I heard on Facebook today. I can't believe I'm even repeating this, but the first sad news, y'all know the cat or the show Real Chance of Love. Y'all heard about Ahmad Givens, one of the handsome brothers. It was two brothers on there with long hair. And the brother Ahmad Givens, who is real from Real Chance of Love, stage four colon cancer. And he is right now being treated with chemotherapy and that type of thing. He went into the doctor or to the hospital because he thought something was wrong with his liver and he was having pain and that type of thing. But the doctors diagnosed him with stage four colon cancer. It's really sad.
Wow.
Let's pray for him, you guys. These are people we watch on TV all day. He's very young, you know what I'm saying? So, again, these type of things have no number or age limit on it. And we watch him, and we admired these brothers and saw them, and they were very comical. But this brother is fighting for his life right now, and that's a very serious issue. So I don't know if you guys heard about it, but I'm just putting it out there. I like to at least keep us updated on a couple of things that's going on in the business and in the industry and make sure we stay up on hot topics. My second subject, now this is just way crazy. I was flipping through Facebook earlier, and a lot of times now they're posting, like, videos and stuff of different things. It may be things that have went viral on YouTube or whatever. I ran up on this footage that was just out of control crazy, and I just couldn't believe I even heard or seen this. this lady from Atlanta, she has like four dogs, you know, and they were all gated and in kennels in her backyard and that type of thing. There was a young man that was working for her. I guess he was like 19 years old or something like that. This man or this boy was spotted by a neighbor through his window screwing one of her
her female dog. That is disgusting.
I was like, oh, my God. And that's why I said I can't believe I'm even repeating this. But it's so shocking that I shared the news video on my page, and I was just like, this just is just out of control. Like, what are they going to sue him on? Are they going to sue him on rape? Like, you know, animal cruelty? Like, I don't understand what they're going to.
I mean, bestiality is a crime. That's a crime. That's an actual crime.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they got the brother on film, like, so he can't say he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, this woman thought that these police were arriving to her home because something happened. Maybe the dog got out and he hurt somebody or something like that. That's what she assumed. But when they got there and they were beating on their door, they were telling her, hey, you basically have not done anything. A crime has been committed toward your direction. And she couldn't believe what they told her and showed. They actually showed her the video of this kid that she trusted.
Oh, nasty.
I was just like, oh, my God. Is this society has gotten sick? I don't know if the brother has mental issues or what, or if he needed to, you know, as a young man, go there, if you know what I mean. I'm trying to keep it PG a little bit. But that was just the craziest I've heard in a minute. And these were some big dogs, so I don't know if the dog was barking and resisting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's nasty.
Well, anyway, we're going to go into our first musical break of the night, and then we're going to bring on our first guest. We have an R&B singer that we're getting ready to interview named Donald Javon. I made some suggestions to this brother on what I thought his stage name should be. And I'm going to put it out there once we bring them all. Let me know what y'all think about my suggestion. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go into our first musical break of the night. Y'all hang tight. Let's go.
Yeah.
welcome back, Queen G Show. My girl Lala's in the building. We got some special guests tonight on schedule. I'm excited about tonight's show in particular because we're definitely speaking on the independent market game and what's going down in today's time when it comes to independent artists, how their music out there, what does it take to, be an artist in 2013. This is what we're talking about tonight and just really addressing some things about the game, the entertainment business, what it's like now versus back in the day. Because it's, I'll give you a prime example. There was a time where the labels would be willing to develop you as an artist, but nowadays I know that they want you to come completely packaged, completely ready to go, all the way complete before they would even take a listen most times to your project. And then a lot of times you also have to be handed in by an important person in the game. Like, it's who you know and all that good stuff. Like, it's a lot of sides to the entertainment game now. It's not like it used to be back in the day. Or, of course, you can get discovered in a mall, or YouTube is a big discovery place nowadays that people are tuning into if you have a certain amount of numbers on YouTube. What were you saying, Lala?
The different shows they have now, The Voice. You know,
yes,
American Idol, X Factor,
all the talent
shows.
Right, exactly. They don't want to do a lot of work. It's like they kind of want it to come to them. So it's a lot harder as an artist to put your music out there, and you have to be good, and you have to be competitive, and you got to be smart
about being good.
Right.
You just have to have a product.
Right, and
product.
Great product. That's another thing. Package
do anything
properly is another thing. Making sure that your CD case is correctly binded. It's a lot to it. It's a whole bunch to it. So we're going to talk about that tonight in detail. We're going to bring our first guest on. His name is Donald Javon. I actually got him off of Facebook. I know that's cliche in a way, but... if you're in the entertainment game, these are the ways that we're discovering new talent. So I saw his footage on Facebook on a friend of mine's page, and he just blew me away. Great voice, great look, the whole nine. And Donald, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
Donald.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How are you? I'm so excited to finally hear your voice. Can you tell us where are you calling from, like what state? I always like to put that out there.
Okay. Right now I'm calling from Huntington, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness. What's out there? You're not
nothing.
Out there, but what is out there in Pennsylvania? That's crazy. Like is it a small town, big town?
It's a small town. It's a college town. It's me and I would say four other black people here. We see each other twice a month.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So is it a lot of talent in Pennsylvania? That's what I want to ask you.
In the area that I'm in, it's rare. But, you know, you have Pittsburgh and you have Philly, so it's a lot of talent there. I just kind of sunk out and ended up here.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you raised in Pennsylvania or was this a place that you migrated to?
This was a place I migrated to for job purposes. I was actually raised in Georgia. I'm a Georgia boy, so that's where I'm from.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
So it actually gives you a lot of time, you know, you have a lot of time to work on, you know, being an artist, right?
Yeah, especially here, definitely here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you don't have nothing to do, you can go somewhere and just write or just meditate on different stuff about life and just, you know, come up with different ideas and scenarios.
Okay.
Now, tell me a little bit about you, Javon. I keep calling you Javon. I haven't even put what name that I want that I see for him as an artist, but I keep calling you Javon for some reason. We can talk about that a little bit on Facebook. It's like,
yeah.
I see you as a Javon from the image of how you look as well as the way you sound. And that just rings a bell to me. And I don't know, I'm going to just put it out there to all my listeners, and we have a lot of them. that's the name that I want for this cat. Like, I
okay,
like
you just renamed him on the air.
Right. I'm putting it out there. But how long have you been singing? And tell us a little bit about the history of Donald.
Okay. I have been singing since I could remember. I remember my first time singing in front of a crowd of people. It was at church because I grew up in church. It was at church, and I was 5, and I sung I Won't Complain. And ever since then, I was just like singing in high school, middle school, elementary school. And I have just been singing for so long because my mother was a singer. And so
okay.
I grew up around singing.
Wow. Do you remember being nervous? Were you nervous at the time? Did you just go for it? Like, the first performance.
When I first started with my very first performance, and up until I got of age, how I would get over my nervousness was I would just stand there with no motion and just close my eyes and then just sing and then go sit down. And everybody was like, okay, you did good. But then, you know, after I got older and had different mentors and different people to come in my life, I'm like, okay, well, you sound good, but, you know, you need to open up your eyes. You need to lift up your head. Like, look at the people. Let them see that emotion in your eyes that you're singing about. So I had to get past that whole being nervous thing, and I had to open
right.
my eyes, and I had to move around. Because it's all about stage presence. Even in church, you got to have some type of presence to get your point across, to show the emotion about what you're singing.
And I'm asking these detailed questions because, again, this is our independent artist show tonight, and I want all of the listeners to hear the experience of what it's like to be an independent artist from jump, like, you know, what we have to do, what it takes. I want to hear all of that, you know what I mean, because I believe it's important. Just in case there's someone up and coming that's actually tuning into our show tonight so that they can hear what it takes to be an artist in today's time. Now, question, do you mind revealing your age now?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
No, I
mean, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, that's still a good age. That's still good. You have a great voice, and I'm going to let you sample that tonight on the show as well. If you're willing to do that,
okay.
We want the world to hear it. But I would say to you, don't be intimidated by the age, because a lot of people are saying, hey, you have to be young now to be in the business, and you're too old by 25. All of that is, you know, that's not true at all. You know what I'm saying? You just have to stay in your lane and do what you do and present yourself to the world how you present it. Now, are there things that you believe in before you go on stage, any type of routine that you go through, anything like that?
Well, before I start, the first thing I do is grew up in church. I pray. I ask him, you know, like, let my voice be to the extent of where I can get my point across, and so that I can express myself and let somebody be able to see and feel my expression through the song that I'm singing. So I would always pray. And, you know, there's always, like, warm-ups. People do different things. I mostly hum. I'm a hummer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hum, and how I get my practice that I do for, like, a breathing technique is I was always a whistler until I used to get in trouble for it. But I whistle. I whistle. Mm-hmm. And because the whistle, it opens up that airway because you have to take in a deep breath in order to blow out that long breath when you whistle. And a lot of people don't know that, and a lot of people say it's bad, but I whistle to get that air so I'll be able to, like, hold the long notes without taking a breath and just have that breath control.
See, when you blow up and become famous, Donald, or Javon, as I call him, I will be able to say I know his technique. See, I know what he's back there doing before he come out here and hit the Grammy stage. You know what I mean? I'll be able to tell the world or say, hey, I know exactly what he's back there doing. Is there any, do you do any different wardrobe choices? Like, what do you do? Do you, in particular, have any wardrobe choices?
Well, with wardrobe choices, it depends on the crowd, who you're singing for, and, like, that appeal you're trying to come off with. Like, I'm not a thug, so I wouldn't have on the baggy clothes, but I still know how to dress. But just like I said,
but
like,
you're
if you're going to sing,
you're an R&B singer, so, no, you know, you wouldn't have that thug-like type of
exactly
situation.
But nowadays, you see there's a lot who wear the big clothes and try to sing R&B, but, like, it's all about presentation. You can put on anything, but it's just how you wear it, basically. And
right,
you have
right
to be neat. You have to, I won't say you have to match so much, but you just have to have a good presentation. Like, you don't want to go out there looking a mess. Like, because if you look
a
mess, then you're going to sound a mess. And you might sound
right
good, but the way you look will distract the people who you're trying to reach and who you're trying to perform
right
for. That would distract them. So the only thing they see is, like, why he wrinkled or why he got that on with that? Like, I guess he had sound good, but he just don't know how to dress. I don't think yeah, that's not me. If one thing I know I can do is sing and dress, because I got to have both. It's a package. They go together. You got to have this.
Right.
You got to have it.
Are you working on any? Oh, go ahead, Lala.
I was just going to ask him if he exercises, because I know from experience that you have to be in really good shape to be able to do this music, because you're in and out of places and, you know, it's stressful if you're not in good shape.
Yes, I do exercise a lot, actually. I do.
That's very good.
I tried the insanity thing. I never was that big, but that is not for me. That's not for me. I was never really a big person, but, you know, like, nowadays in the game, sex appeal, you got to have some type of sex appeal. So,
I mean,
I don't
it doesn't
have
matter
much
you're
of a
small,
but I got the abs, so.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how big or small you are, because there's big people, there's small people, and people can be in shape. It's just that's their body type. You know what
exactly
I mean? So it's just like, you know, just be, you know, in good shape. Because
you have
it's
to,
very
it,
tedious.
You have to be in good shape. But, like, in the game now, like, because of my size or, like, my body physique, like, I would be looked at like, okay, well, you're this size and you have the voice, so they're going to want me to look a certain way. So
absolutely,
if I came into it and I would say, with just nothing against heavier people or bigger people, but if I came into it big and heavy, then that would be the approach that I take, like, okay, well, just the, you know, the big teddy bear guy or something like that. But because of my size, I can't just be skin and bone and skinny and then come there saying I'm trying to sing somebody a song. They're like, well, how are we going to sell this? Like, you can't take your shirt off. So that's why I work out.
Right. Are you currently working on your own project?
I just recently started working on some of my own stuff. Like, I used to write before when I was, like, in middle school and high school, and then I went off to college and I kind of stopped because I got with different groups, so I was doing their music. But I'm starting back now on just focusing on Donald and what I want to put out there. So
right.
That's what I'm doing.
And what is your flavor, if you would describe you as an artist? Are you like Trey Songz type music? I mean, who are you liking to? Because they always ask you, who are you similar to in the game? They always ask that question. You know what I mean?
Do. Yeah.
So I'm asking you, I know you're unique in your own way, but who would you say that you're similar to?
Okay. If I had to say similar to, well, music or genre-wise or the songs, the rhythms or the songs that I would like to sing or put out, I would say John Legend, but with my voice and, you know, range plays a whole part in that whole thing too, man, because I can go so low but also go high. I'm in a mix between John Legend and a Luther Vandross type person or type, because I have sung those two people both. I sung John Legend songs to weddings. I have sung Luther Vandross songs to weddings and all over different places. So I would say those two.
Oh, okay. So you're being requested. Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
You're being requested. Your talent is being requested.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just acting like I need to get all the juice tonight. I need to get all
okay.
the ins and outs about
well, you sounded like
what
that.
It's
I'm
like
trying
to be
hear
an
you
independent
sing
artist.
Some acapella. I was just saying,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I was
like,
gonna ask him.
You know, to, you know, that sounds like a good little flavor right there.
So yeah, this is the perfect time. You know, I was gonna do this, Donald. You knew that already. This is a good time to give us a sample. Can you do that for us?
Okay.
I would say maybe give us something gospel, and then before your interview is over, I would like you to do something R&B maybe. But right now, give us something gospel, a sample or something, if you
okay.
can.
Okay, a sample for something gospel. Okay. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee, 'cause you're worthy.
Whoa, I didn't want to interrupt you or jump in. I'm like out of my skin right now. That was great. Thank you.
Wow.
Yes, like, and you kept going up higher. You heard that, Lala? You kept going up and more up. I'm like, whoa. The ranges are out of control. Like, whoa, that is amazing. That
Thank
is
you.
Amazing. You have a very strong voice.
Thank you.
And it, you know what's shocking to me is, like, how deep it is, but yet you're good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a deep voice. Like, are you, you know how they say alto, soprano? Like, what is your, what category do you fit in?
Okay. I sing tenor.
Bass,
tenor. And the reason why I sing tenor is just because, you know, male, that's what a male should sing. But
mm-hmm.
I also, in different groups, I have to sing. Sometimes I sing soprano. Sometimes I have to sing alto. But I would say I can sing all. It's just about how you, it's all with the breathing. Like, if you have the right training and techniques, like, you can be able to do it.
Oh, so you were trained?
Well, my mother, like I said, my mother was a singer, so she taught
okay.
me everything I knew.
Yeah, that's trained.
Yeah, that's trained. Like, she was like, okay, look
yeah,
for it. No,
yeah.
you don't do this. You got to build it up from here and then you take it up there. I'm like, yes, ma'am, but I'm just ready to get up there. That's what the people want to hear.
Right. So you talked about earlier how you exercise day to day to keep your stamina up for stage presence and that type of thing. What do you do to take care of your voice?
Okay, well, where I am is kind of cold. We're dealing with snow and stuff, so you have to wrap up your voice. Well, with a scarf, wrap up your neck and stuff and make sure that that cold air is not getting down in there, which can cause, like, mucus to seep down in your throat, which can cause it to be scratchy or get a sore throat. And trying to sing on a sore throat just makes it worse. It scratches and scrapes the vocal cords. So you got to try to
Yeah, you should never sing while you're sick. Never sing while you're sick, ever.
And, but other things I do, like herbal teas, like with no sugar, just it's this tea that you can get from, you can get it from a drugstore. It's called Throat Coat.
And that
works really good. Like, that works really good. Like, it opens it up. It's a mint-like flavor, but
right.
It has no sugar in it, and it's called Throat Coat, and that's what I normally drink.
Lala, do you have any questions or advice for him? Let me say advice, because you have done some vocal training. Do you have any advice for him?
He's going in the right direction. Everything that he's doing is the correct way to do it. And I know that most people who do sing in the church, they know they have to keep up their voices, and they use the same things that, you know, you're supposed to use. Also, I just would like to say, you know, before shows, if you could get like a little humidifier, you know, and then just breathe into that humidifier before your show, you'll find your sound will be more smooth and you'll be able to reach your notes effortlessly. But the tools and things that you're using right now are they're the same ones that they use in the industry, very same ones, but for, you know, pitch-perfect sound, and so there is no congestion, because people who sing automatically get sinus conditions because of the vibrations cause that from the singing. So if you'll notice, everybody that sings, they always have some type of sinus situation going on.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But... That's the only thing I do different than everybody else is the humidifier.
Wow. Have you ever heard that before, Donald?
I have never heard about the humidifier, but I did hear and knew about the whole singing thing having a sinus congestion because of the vibrations. I did hear about that, but I never heard about breathing into a humidifier. So that's something that I'm definitely going to have to try now.
Works really
right.
Well.
Are you, Donald, are you conditioned for, like, performing back-to-back or getting on someone's tour, like, so as if you would be prepared for something like that? Because, again, you are today's artist. It's very competitive. Look at what Beyonce is doing. I'm going to say she's dang near killing herself to do this. I don't know if you want to quite do it on her level, but she definitely travels. She tours. She, you know what I'm saying? She does a lot of things. She does albums, and she's writing, and she's in the studio. Like, there's an intense schedule.
Uh-huh.
Would you be prepared for that? Have you thought about what it would be like to be in that type of intensity?
I have thought about it. And, you know, like I stated earlier, when I was in college, I was in these groups. And I was in one group where we went from New York, then we came to Pennsylvania, then we went to Virginia, then we went to D.C. And, like, it was like a little mini tour, and we were just going, like, from place to place, and we did, like, three little shows, and that doesn't compare to what the artists have to do now, just like you said with Beyonce, she's doing a lot. But I feel like I personally am, and I think I'm ready to enter into that world for the simple fact of that you have to know what you're getting yourself into, and you have to be able to mentally handle it. And a lot of times people go into stuff and not really mentally ready to handle it. And by saying mentally ready to handle it, like, you got to have the right mindset and know that, okay, well, I got to do this, I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to have to do this. So when I'm not doing this and I'm not doing this and I'm not doing this, I'm drinking my teas, I'm making sure that my voice is okay, I'm putting myself on vocal rest. I'm not just going out there yelling and hauling just because I can. Like, I'm eating the right stuff. I'm taking care of myself so that I don't get sick or so nothing won't go wrong with me, so that I will be able to put out the performance that I need to get the job done.
Right. And I have another question for you. Do you study other artists and other shows, and do you watch YouTube videos? Are you studying the game?
Yes, I really do. Like, some would say I'm a YouTube fanatic because I'm always on YouTube, and it's not about, you know, saying, okay, trying to get up on somebody or be sneaky or whatever the case may be, but it is, I won't say it's a competition, but you have to know what's out there. And, like, so I'm always looking at people, YouTube videos, and, like, different, like, random people and artists and seeing what they're coming out with. And, like, you know, artists come out with unreleased songs, and it's like, okay, well, you know, everybody else is going to do a cover on the song that's on the album that's in the stores that everybody has heard. So I'm going to go and I'm going to find the song that's unreleased that's on YouTube, learn that one, and if I have to sing somewhere or when I'm asked to sing, like, I'll sing this and say, okay, well, it was by this artist, and they're like, okay, you know.
Right.
It's all about, like, you have to study. You have to know, like, what's being out there and what people are looking for, because it's all about what your audience and, I guess you would say, fan base will want to hear from you and what people are looking to hear from. Because, like, now it's so much going on. People want to hear, like, that real-life stuff. Like, oh, I'm going through this. Who's thinking about what I'm going through? And when somebody hears that you're thinking about something similar to what they're going through, then they can be like, okay, well, I want to hear more from this person. So you just got to study and see what's out there and what's being put out from the artist that has already made it, so you can know where, okay, well, I can't go that direction because, you know, they kind of already hit that. So since they hit that, I'm going to go over here and come around this way so that I can get my clientele out and get my fan base.
Wow. Yeah, you're deep, brother.
What's so good about what he said, and it's so true, because if you learn these songs that everybody likes and you sing them well, I mean, it really does say a lot about you. And then people do look at you and they do want to hear more from you. Also, every genre, like that song, you know, that Titanium song that everybody's wild over. There was a kid that sang that on American Idol, and he did an excellent job with that song. And the fact that he even knew about that song, you know, is a good thing, because, you know, the more you learn about different types of music and people who sing, because his range is so, you know, he has a wide range, he could do any song. So it's good to do that. It's really good to do that.
Right. You guys, we have a caller in queue, and I want to take them and bring them in real quick. Zuri, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, is this Zuri?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome to
you?
The Queen G Show.
Hi.
Are you an artist?
No, I'm Donald's friend, actually. We've been friends since college.
Oh,
okay.
Cool. Thank you for calling into the show tonight and supporting him. He's a great guy and a great artist.
Yeah, I told him I listened to early. He is. He's really amazing. And I just want to tell him that I'm so proud of him. And I've been listening to him this entire time, and he's such an amazing person. So, and I know he's going to do great things during his life.
Aww.
Aww, thank you.
I love you, Donald.
Oh, she's sweet. it's so good to have support, you know, because when it comes to getting those numbers in and,
yes,
you know, how they make you vote for everything nowadays, it's like, Zuri will be that one. Babe, I voted for you 15,000 times.
Yes, I will. Because when I needed Donald's help, he was always there helping me when I need to do everything that I need to on campus. When I was running for my positions on campus, Donald was always there. So he knows I'm always going to have his back.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us, Zuri, real quick about Donald as a person. Because you know how they always try to say that these artists, once they've blown up, they're this or they're that. Tell us about Donald and his character and what type of person he is.
Donald is, he's probably one of the most genuine people that I know. He's the best listener, too. He and I were just talking earlier, actually. Earlier today, I mean, I know that I can just call Donald and we can just talk and I can just tell him how I'm feeling about the day and I know I can get the best advice from him. So he's just genuine and everything that he tells you is, you know, is from a good place and you know he cares whenever he's talking to you or giving you the advice that you need or anything like that. And he's also amazing to go out with on the weekends, I'm just saying.
Oh, he put it out there. Okay, we know that. We know that Donald whistles before he goes on stage, and we know that he's good to hang out with on the weekend. That is really cool. Thank you, Zuri, for calling in, and thank you for supporting the Queen G Show and supporting your friend. Are you also in Pennsylvania?
No, I actually just moved to Alabama. I'm in the military, so I'm moving all over the place.
Oh, wow. My goodness. I always ask people where they're calling from because I want our listeners to hear that it is worldwide. Like, we are connecting from different states, and it's so awesome to me that he's in Pennsylvania, I'm in Texas, Lala is in California. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just, it's so cool. Like, thank you so much for taking the time to call into the Queen G Show, and thank you for supporting our show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'll call you later, Donald.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
She was really sweet, Donald.
Yes.
We have another we have another guest in queue. Let me see. I want to make sure I say this right. Trevasia? Let's make sure I say this right. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did I say it right? Did I say your name correctly? Or? Okay, good.
Trevisia.
Oh, Trevisia. See, I tried, girl. I tried.
That's okay.
Look, don't
get
on me too bad.
I know how that is.
Girl.
It's okay.
I know how that is. That's why my name is Lala. That's why I have everybody call me Lala, because my name is hard, too.
Simple.
Lala, what's your name?
What's my name?
What's your name? Yes.
Laudacia.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you.
That's very pretty.
But, you know, when people see it spelled, it's a difficult thing because it's
yeah,
not,
I understand.
Yeah,
amazing.
So I tell you,
you know. It takes me a couple of times to get it right.
You can just call me T. Just call me by
T. Oh, T. Okay, T. Okay, that's very simple, and that's to the point, and I can do that. I can do that. So, T, what brings you to call the Queen G Show tonight?
Well, honestly, I've known Donald. Me and him grew up together. I'm actually from Georgia, but right now I'm in Virginia.
Wow. See, Virginia's in the
yes.
That's so cool.
But,
so you guys
but
grew up together?
I do have a question. Look, I'm not going to let him. Yeah, we grew up together. We grew up in Georgia, actually. Yeah, but I'm not going to let him off the hook too easily. I got a question for him.
Oh,
okay.
I just wanted to know, which artist inspires you the most? Every artist in music.
That's
great question.
Which artist inspires me the most?
Yes.
does it matter, female or male?
It doesn't matter. It could be a female.
Okay. I wish you already know the answer to this question. But right now, I am infatuated with Fantasia. I love her. I've seen her like 7 times. And the reason why I love her so much is because, you know, she's been judged so much, but yet she still strives to put out that good music, and she hasn't broken yet, even though she's been through so much in her life,
yes,
in the public eye and in the private eye. You know, she still goes hard, and like, if anybody ever been to a Fantasia show, they know that she kicks those shoes off and she gives you a show. So
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I've always liked her. Good lady.
Thank you so much for calling in, and you are a lucky lady to be a good friend to him. Like, you can literally say, I know him, because I believe that he is an up-and-coming star, and we're going to see him big one day. So you heard that from Queen G, honey. And although I can't quote your name, you know what I'm saying? I told you on this show today, here tonight.
Let her say it one more time.
Okay. We have a couple of more callers. We want to get them in, and then we're going to go into our second interview. And Donald, we're going to have you sing one more time before your interview ends. And I want you to stay on for the second half, because you want to hear the awesomeness of what this next artist has to bring, advice-wise. He is putting it down viral-wise. I'm talking numbers. And he's making it happen as an independent artist. He's a rap artist out of Mississippi named D-Trey. So I want you to stay on to hear his interview, just in case there's something that you can hear that might help you as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to support each other. But we have Tierra on the line. Are you there?
Oh.
Tierra?
Yes, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing? Welcome to the Queen G Show.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is this another friend, supporter of Donald?
I am Donald's niece.
Oh, family. Okay, we got family in the building. That's right.
Yeah, represent.
That is so cool. What would you like to say to Donald tonight?
Well, I would like to say to Donald, we talk all the time. We've been together since, but when I first been born, Donald always had me. I actually still have a picture of Donald holding me when he was probably about 4 or 5, and I was a little baby. But me and Donald been through a lot together, but what I can say is Donald is very determined, and I am so proud of him. Like, you know, everybody has their issues, their problems, but he always, like, pressed forward. And he's been singing since I could remember. Like, I've been there with him when he was in talent shows. We've been to a Fantasia concert together, so I know how he acts with Fantasia. And and I've also
That's cute.
Like, he's never been, like, the scared type. He always used to be, like, ready to sing. And I'll never forget this time Shirley Caesar called him on stage, and he just blew her away.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet. That is so sweet.
I support everything he does, and I'm really ready to have some music out because he can sing, and y'all heard him.
Yes, and we're going to hear him one more time, too, before you get off this air.
Okay.
And I hope he's in touch with you, Donald, as well. Like, this is a relationship started.
Yes,
and you know I'm at a tap of a finger's length. That's all I can say. Like, you know, I'm always on Facebook tuning in. Even if I get back with you a little later, we still go chime in and chat and get updated and all that good stuff. So just understand that. Donald, you are my new friend.
Yes, you're my new friend.
Right? Well, Tierra, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for checking in on Donald. Where are you calling from? What state?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, wow. See, we got it's different places tonight. This is so awesome. Like you got fan base, Donald, and friends and family. Like, man, you got people everywhere. It's all cool. Well, thank you so much, Tierra, for calling in from Atlanta. We appreciate your time. Definitely tune in to the Queen G Show from this point out. We talk about all different types of subjects. It's so much fun on the show. Thank you for calling in. We're going to take our next caller, which is Shantae. Are you there? Shantae, are you there?
This is Shantae.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Queen
Good,
G Show.
Good, how are you?
Oh,
good.
Thank you.
My name is Queen G. My stage name or radio name is Queen G, but my name is Shantae in person. So it was strange to look at your name. I'm like, oh my God, how do I say this? So I said, like, mine.
I know. And it's actually pronounced Shantae, but it looked like Shantae.
Right.
Well, her name is Shantae. Her name is Shantae, but it's actually.
But my mom called. She is spelled Shanta, correctly. Right, correct.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people pronounce my name, Shanta. Yeah.
Yes. And I didn't know mom spelled it like that or that it was like that until I got into the work world. And then all
uh-huh.
these people started calling me Shanta. And I'm like,
yeah.
Shanta?
Yeah.
Seriously? And they're like, we're just pronouncing it how we see it. I'm like, oh,
right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's no slash on the A. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand.
So, Shantae, what brings you to the Queen G Show tonight?
I'm calling to support my good friend Donald.
Hey!
Another
friend.
Wow.
Now, Donald, you're very popular now.
I want to say he's a good singer. He's a good friend. And I just want to be here to support him. That's all.
Donald, I just want to come and hang out with you because you got all your friends say you a good friend.
Right. He's very supportive, and I support him.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is so great. That is so awesome. And where are you calling from, Shantae?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
See? Right. La la. How
yep,
many different
yep,
places?
All over. He's international, an international dude.
Yes, Devon. Oh, my goodness, that is so wonderful. So what's your favorite memory of his? And then we're going to have, I keep wanting to call you Devon. Think about it, bro. Think about it.
That might be it.
I think my favorite memory of him is just me and him having just that one-on-one conversation all the time, just talking to get you know, get life advice from one another and just being honest and open with one another. So that's my favorite memory of him.
That's great. That's great. It sounds like you were raised pretty well, Donald.
That's,
that's what
right.
it sounds like to me. Like you have really great character and the whole nine. And that's when we talk about being an independent artist, that's very important.
Yeah.
Let me say, I'm going to flip this out there, I guess. And I'm going to say this for Donald because you and I didn't talk about this. We never brought it up, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is Tyrese the singer.
Okay.
And I don't know if you did that research that I told you to do, which is to Google the name. But if you did not, I'm putting it out there not for the sake of being popular or important. I'm not, you know, caring about that. I never even repeat his name, Harley, because it's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that to say that what I do know about my brother as a person, he's a great person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when he's on these movie sets, when he's out there singing, when he's out here doing all these events, writing these books, greeting, meeting his fans, when he has to do all these things and be in front of millions of people. A lot of people come back and say he's very funny. He was a great guy. Someone told me that my brother had on all white. They had a messed up tire or something on the side of the road. He got down on his knee in this white, pure white clothes to help them change their tire.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, as an artist, it is important to have great character, to be raised correctly, have some morals,
right.
some standards,
yes.
you know what I mean, have respect. No
yes.
one wants to be cussed out by an artist just because you're
right.
famous. Or exactly. talk too crazy or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Not as an act, but as a real person, not as
right.
you understand? And
right.
Donald, I just want to say to you, as we get ready to come to the close of your interview, continue uh-huh. to strive, you know what I'm saying, to do the best, the very best that you can do to get your voice out there. It's a lot of sacrifice in this game. My brother's been in the business like 20-something years. Yeah, he's a baller. I'm putting it out there and say all this stuff. But he has also worked very hard. A lot of times he can't even come home for family events or anything like that because he's dedicated to this lifestyle of this entertainment business. And you know what I mean? You got to respect him for it. He worked very, very hard. And with that hard work ethic, you know, there are some benefits to it. Not just money mm-hmm. only, but also, you know what I mean? Your name is getting out there. You're leaving
yeah.
your signature and your footprint in this world.
Right.
And,
yeah.
you know, today, like I can look up and see many movies, many films my brother has done or pick up a book that he's written, you know what I'm saying? Or like I can see many things or go back and view some footage on YouTube and
mm-hmm.
he's not just, you know what I mean? He's been dedicated to this game and this entertainment business. And it takes a lot of sleepless nights. You know, I'm the sister of, and I've seen him, you know what I mean, tired from traveling, being on the road, you know what I mean, having to motivate himself, even if he doesn't feel like it, because he does not want to disappoint his fans. And these are sacrifices that you make as an
mm-hmm.
artist, and they're very real sacrifices. You could have had a bad time before you got on that stage, but you cannot allow it to
reflect.
Affect your performance. You understand? You have to
yeah.
come and you have to be on point no matter how you feel, what you just went through, what's going on at home, all of that stuff. And you don't become as famous as my brother has without making a lot of sacrifices. So I just wanted to tell you, you know, be encouraged and continue
Thank
to
you.
Do what you're doing. And
Thank
put
you.
whatever energy you're putting into it, put it 1,000 times more. You understand?
Yes.
What you're doing, you have to do more and continue to do more and more and more. Seize every opportunity that you can to put your name out there and just continue to be you and keep that good character, because that good character is going to follow you a long way. Because at the
yeah,
end of the day...
I
yeah.
would say that too, Sean, because it's like you have to remain yourself through come what
mm-hmm.
may. And that's the hardest part and the hardest thing to do in the industry is to remain who you are. With all the love that's being shown to you by all your friends, when you start getting up there and everything like that, listen to your friends, because they said you're a good listener and everything like that. And those days will come when you know, you're not going to know who to trust. But trust that these people that have called in for you, they love you and they have your back. Listen to them, because the industry is something else.
Thank you.
Yes.
And now this is the perfect time. Donald, definitely
mm-hmm.
give us this phone. Reach deep. If there's somebody on the line listening that would give you your next opportunity, just put it out there and give us something.
Okay. I don't know how much longer you're gonna be here, so I say my prayers every night, one for my mother, one for my father, and one for the love of my life. So if you decide to leave today, tomorrow at the door and take only half of yesterday and forget all hope for the present, 'cause it just went away. We were five steps from eternity. We were four steps at love and three wishes. We were three wishes, ooh, from touching the heavens above. We were.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you,
thank
Donald,
you
for being a guest on our show tonight.
Thank you for
it's hard
me
to sing a group song and be solo. That was great. Lala, is there any last words that you want to say to Donald before he heads out? And please, Donald, stay on the line, too, because I want you to hear the interview for our next guest.
Okay.
Just keep doing what you're doing. The industry wants all the money, so make sure you sign good contracts, with an attorney, and that you write your own stuff and do it your way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Great advice, Lala. And I'm going to be in touch with you, Donald. Please hit me up anytime on Facebook. And we want you to shine, you know what I mean? And I just,
Definitely. Man,
you're a great artist. You just have to continue to push. Keep pushing. Don't give up.
I won't.
We're going to take a musical break, you guys, and then we're going to come back with our next artist.
All right.
In the world, feeling all unhappy because I'm thinking about my woman and my young son. I'm just trying to find a way to make it back home, but I'm trapped in my cell, feeling all alone. I can hear people screaming on the top 10, thinking about my God, even wanna place me here. Happy bitches of my life without no pain and tears, and the woman that I'm with, let me do these years. Thinking of the special places in my mind free. I'm just thinking of my life and never should be. With every single breath, I'm really taking real deep. Sometimes I'm feeling like I'm left without no place to be. Sometimes I even close my eyes when I'm feeling deep. While I'm praying to my God, who's gonna save me? While I'm watching all this time steady age me, I'm maybe got this happy, just a twisted bad dream.
some Santa's hoes. They can hit you real deep from the blind side, and she can fake it like it's true, but it was all a lie. So I keep my faith real true with only God, because the problems, feeling pain would never solve love. But shit, that's just because I'm locked down behind bars, and I ain't knowing about these days. It's a total loss. So read the scriptures at the faith, because I'm coming home. And when I try to die, my nobody's never home. It got me thinking no one cares about my cell block. So I send a letter right out to their mailbox. I'm just looking, thinking crazy wasn't real love. So I'm singing all my prayers to the man above.
Should I run, should I hide, should I fight, should I ride, should I swallow all my pride? It just didn't feel inside. It's a dream in my head as I lay in my bed, feeling pain in my life from the things that she said.
Welcome back, Queen G Show. Tonight is our independent artist show on the air live, Queen G Show. We're putting it down tonight. I'm on the air with my co-host, Lala. She is in the building. And that track that you guys just heard was, he's actually my other brother, June. He's putting it down, too, as an independent artist out here. He's a rapper, producer, writer, the whole nine. We have so much talent, and I wish I had a pool to put it all in and I can pick from whoever I chose. Like, I wish I had that kind of power. But, yeah, I try to do and make whatever contribution I can to the entertainment business and, you know, present different artists and try to put them out there and give them exposure. Anybody that knows me knows that that's what I've been about for 20-something years. So, you know, without any further ado, as they say, if that's a word, I would like to introduce our next guest and our next independent artist, D. Trey, out of Mississippi. Are you there?
What's D-Trey? Up? What's up? Your boy D. Trey here.
What up, D. Trey?
What's going on with you?
Thank you for being a guest on our show tonight. I haven't rapped with you on live in a minute, so
yeah,
I'm excited about having you on the air tonight. Tonight, I mean, it's gotten really deep. I don't know if you heard some of the first hour, but that artist really gave some good advice, you know, about pre-show preparation type things that you have to do to get ready for a show. He talked about wardrobe, keeping your body together, keeping your stamina. Like, he talked about conditioning for the voice, what you have to do to take care of it. I mean, he went into a lot of different things that independent artists need. And tonight, D-Trey, I just want to open your world up tonight. I want you to tell us who you are, what you do, all that good stuff.
Okay.
I do know that.
Well, you know quite
numbers.
A bit about me already.
Yeah, of course I do, but you know I do. But you got to tell our listeners about who D-Trey is, what you're doing out here in the game.
Yeah.
Not your strategy necessarily. I don't want you to give up your strategy because, you know, some things are better kept
okay.
on a personal level. But just give us what you're doing. What does it take to be an artist in 2013?
Consistency and never giving up. And for those out there that's listening who don't know who I am, I go by the name of D-Trey, and I've been in the game, the hip-hop game, for over 15-plus years. I started out with a group called U2DK Productions out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and I still deal with them from time to time, but I decided to take my career into my own hands because, you know, when you got eight or nine different people with eight or nine different visions, and it's kind of hard for you to do what you need to do to make yourself grow in the business. So,
yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and basically what I do, like right now, I got three singles out. All three are clothes.
Three singles at once.
Yeah, on iTunes and Amazon, CD Baby,
eMusic,
Spotify. I'm using the social media. That's what I do. And Shantae can vouch for that because I got like an online promo team, international online promo team that promotes me vigorously on Facebook, and I appreciate their love and support. From Facebook to YouTube, Twitter, now I'm getting off into Instagram, Music Registry, Radio Airplay, Earbits, every outlet online, because everything's going digital now. And I still do the street grind as far as getting the music into the DJ's hands, but being from Mississippi, it's kind of hard, and I wish Big Crit or David Banner could get on this with me because they can vouch for it. It's so much crookedness in the game. Like, actually, a couple of days ago, I was submitting my music. I'm not going to say who it was, but she was a PD at this station that I usually network with. And she actually came at me with the payola thing, you know, paying her to play my music or whatever. And she's been following me for, yes. I was shocked by it too, but, you know, I just took it for what it was and I just declined and decided just to keep doing what I'm doing as far as online marketing, because that's where it's at. So to the, what's his name, Donovan? The
other
artist?
Donald. Javon.
Okay. Okay, if he's still listening, Facebook, definitely. Get a music page on your Facebook. He said he was on YouTube. I heard him say that. Actually, I'm getting my YouTube stuff together. I'm actually got to shoot a video tomorrow, and I got a studio session after this interview. So that's why I'm talking kind of fast, Shantae, so just bear with me.
Cause you're good.
I'm on a time schedule, you know, and I'm just trying to get everything I got to say in before I have to go. But my advice to him and anybody else out there that's in the music business, make sure that you surround yourself with positiveness, because there's so many people out there that's trying to get in on what you're doing. But at the same time, they may not be truthful about it, and I've seen that from time to time, and I'm still seeing it now. So
basically,
keep God first, definitely.
Basically, your strategy has been, and a very successful strategy has been, to go social media marketing.
Yeah.
Period. Twitter,
strictly.
Facebook.
Strictly social media.
Right. Can you name all the outlets again that you have placed your music in?
Oh, okay. Music Registry. That's musicregistry.com, where it's a platform where you can submit your songs to. It's like an email blast, but they submit your songs to over 2,500 different stations all across the country. And to the ones that download it, you can actually get a report on your airplay, and that's what I'm getting now. And you have to invest. It's a little investment, but you have to invest in yourself in order to get yourself out there. So
that's so important.
Definitely.
Yes, keep going.
Live 365, and that's an online radio market. That's definitely playing independent artists. Earbits.
Live 365.
Earbits.com. Also, you get a report from them. A lot of people that like the independent artists out there that may be listening, they may think, oh man, that's a scam or whatever, but trust me, it's not, because I've been using it for over 2 years. and I've actually made iTunes sales. I actually bought a brand new laptop today from iTunes sales, thank God. So
from iTunes, from your independent
just from selling
music.
My singles.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that and that's
so
a blessing.
So the checks
so.
Are rolling in from iTunes.
Uh-huh.
From being pushed
yeah, that's
in the
girl.
Social
that's
media.
A lot of money.
Yeah, iTunes and Earbits, and I got it registered with BMI for radio airplay, and every time it plays on Earbits, I get paid for it. So
that's right.
You have to cross
that's
your
right.
T's and dot your I's before you just jump out into it. You have to make sure everything's
right.
up to par. And I did this all on my own, just studying and
right.
just reading up on everything. I got marketing books. I feel like I'm in college, really. But I'm doing everything on my own just to learn the business. That way, you know, if I ever just get a major offer from somebody, then I'll be able to know what to do and what not to do. So
and that's
so
that's
that is
very important, what you just said. What were you saying, Lala?
Is that that's your goal, to get a major record company?
No, not really. What I'm doing is strictly independent, but once you start selling records, that's when they start coming at you. So
yeah, they do.
I want to be ready.
Right.
I want to be ready for that just in case that happens. I'm not
mm-hmm.
I'm not like submitting demos to record labels or anything like that. I'm strictly independent because I like to be in control over everything
right.
that I do. So
that's
and
right.
I'm working on my official album, which is entitled Real Talk Music. But I'm
okay.
still in the studio working on that. But right now I got 3 singles out. Silly Rock Remix.
At once.
This Friday.
That's so big time. That's so big time. Because most times people focus on one single at a time. You're doing three singles at once.
I'm actually going to release another one for the summer. And, you know, me being in the South, you know, it's basically folk just want to hear club records. You know, I'm not a club party rapper, but I have to do what the people want in order to give them what they need.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
One thing that you said, D-Trey, that I really admire and appreciate, which, you know, a lot of artists just want it real quick. You have to study your craft.
You said
you feel as if you're a college student learning in college about the music business.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for those of you that don't know, there are tools out here on the market that you can purchase. There's a book called What You Need to Know About the Business by Kashif. And I pray that I'm saying the title right. What You Need to Know About the Business by Kashif. He's a songwriter, and he wrote this handbook and toolbook for the industry. It talks about contracts in there. It talks about the type of things that you look for. I love this book. It's very insightful. So for artists out there, the sound of my voice, please go up and pick that up from a bookstore. They have it at Barnes & Noble's. At most bookstore outlets, they carry this book. It's very popular. Very, very popular. People are still purchasing this book. So study your craft. Study your craft. That's the point I'm making. You have to study what you're doing. Study the numbers. Study, like Justin Timberlake going million-plus sales, you know, with his comeback album. Study how he did that. What it took to get that those numbers. You know what I'm saying? Don't just think that you're stepping into this game and someone is just going to hand you a record deal. It's not that simple. You have to know what you're doing, know what you're up against, know what, when those contracts come and they're in your face, know what those words mean and understand what you're signing. Don't sign your life away. People are still doing that. People are still doing that. Watch these documentaries that come on VH1 about artists' lives and their business and some of the decisions they've made. Those documentaries are very, very helpful because it could save you from making a big, major mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So study your crap, y'all. That's the point I'm making.
And Queen G and Lala, yes. I'm going to get on to y'all real quick. Because y'all let the last artist get off the air, and y'all didn't ask him to give out his contact info or his Facebook. You know, I'm a online marketing fanatic now. Y'all didn't ask him. I was like, I can't believe they didn't ask that man.
Bust me out on the show. Look at it.
That's true, though. That is true.
No, you're right.
Y'all
you're
got
right.
caught up in his singing, though. I mean, and the dude can sing. I was listening to the whole entire interview. I guess y'all got sidetracked or whatever, because y'all didn't even ask him for his Facebook account.
We were so captivated, we forgot to ask.
Yeah, we were. I think we got caught up in his voice and, you know, just kind of lost it. We became new fans tonight and all that good stuff.
I ain't mean to put y'all out there like that, but, you know.
You on your game. You are on your game, for real. I like you.
I appreciate it.
Hey, you have to put it out there when you need to reprimand. I will accept the reprimand. I don't have a problem
right.
with that.
Don't be mad at me now, but I was just saying.
No, I'm not mad at all.
You good, bro.
I'm mad at all.
And I'm glad that you are up on your game because I'm going to tell you, things are strange in the game today. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yes, it is. And,
that's right.
I'm real cool with, I know y'all familiar, I hope you are. Cupid, the guy that sings Cupid Shuffle?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's like my best friend, and he always giving me pointers on what to do and what not to do because he had signed with Atlantic off of that one single that he had. He sold over 1 million copies.
Uh-huh.
But after he got signed, they wanted him to change his style up and start wearing skinny jeans and sing like Chris Brown, and he wanted to be Cupid. You know, he wanted folks to see him for who he was. So they wasn't really even trying to hear nothing else that he had presented. And after that song did his run, you know, they kicked him off.
And blackballed him.
And
yeah.
he's right back to being local. I mean, he's not local. He's still doing shows because I actually was up there with him in Lafayette, Louisiana, a couple of days ago, but he's back to doing independent. So, and I believe he's going to keep it independent this time around. So he always telling me like, Trey, just keep doing what you're doing. They're going to come at you. If you're selling singles online, like you're doing through iTunes and Amazon or whatever, and that's a blessing. But when they come at you, make sure you have everything down packed. That way you won't make the same mistake that I made.
Right,
you're doing the
right
thing because you're actually getting paid for doing what you do. And there's a lot of artists out there just making music, spending their money and time doing really good music, but they're not making money like you because they haven't done their homework. And another thing is if those people do come at you with deals, only take a distribution deal for a tour or something because it's just not going to work with a person like yourself who knows exactly what they want to do and who is already making money in the industry because, you know, it's just like having a job. You decide whether you want to make $1 billion, you want to make $1 million. And if you make $1 million, that's cool. You understand? I mean, you don't have to go beyond that. And a lot of people get greedy, and then so they just cave into the industry and do whatever they want them to do.
Right.
So,
or publishing deal now. Publishing deal could be good.
Oh, yeah.
It could be good depending on a whole bunch of stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. Most of the artists you see who are independent in the business, they stay independent because of everything that's going on in the music industry. You were out there in Louisiana where Lloyd is. Lloyd, he does his own thing, you know, so he gets blasted by a lot of different people in the industry because he's doing his own thing. He's not making the money that a mainstream artist would make, but he's satisfied. He's making enough money to do his thing, you know, and sometimes
publishing
that's what it takes
is a very.
Do your own, huh?
Publishing is a very. Good route to go as far as today's industry.
It really is.
A lot of
but you have to
and writing. I don't know if you guys know, but Trey Songz, before he even sung a tune on anybody's album, he was already writing and had hit records from other artists, which helped put him on the map. And he decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and sing finally.
Along with Carrie Hilson and Carrie Hilson
Trey Songz. The girl Candy off of Atlanta Housewives. She's another one. Hitmakers. These are hitmakers, and they never have to, again, do anything else. Their records sold enough, and you get residual income off of those albums as well. Like, it comes, you know what I mean? It doesn't stop coming because the hits are no longer hits. Like, you still receive residual income from those songs. Those are very good ways to earn money in today's game. Publishing is, yeah. I agree with you on that. Neo is another big one. Another big writer, hit maker. Like, oh, my God, people don't know. Yes, they are singing themselves, but they have hits under their belts for, you know, for other artists that they've written for. So, you know, for those that are listening, again, these are unique ways to kind of get yourself out there in the business and in the game. You know, I mean, even if you write your own song and it's a hit, people look at you in that way as well. It's not just one-dimensional, you know what I mean? Like, you can get attention from different directions. D-Tray, real quick, give us how you can be contacted. I'm not going to make that mistake with you.
Well, you can hit me up at, facebook.com/DTreyMusic, and that's spelled DTREMUSIC.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have time to stay on the line a little bit or no?
I have like maybe 10 more minutes and my session is
okay,
done.
Good. Well, listen, we have another guest in queue. She's a producer. Also another Facebook friend of mine. Her name is Lady Trauma. And, man, I just know. I wanted to get a producer on the line, you guys. I thought that was a different angle and a different twist that we could, you know, go as far as our independent artist show tonight. Just listen, D-Trey. Thank you for being a guest on our show. Just listen however long you can. We appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you listening to tonight's show. And you are calling in from Mississippi, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Mississippi on the map, la la.
Oh,
Mississippi
on
the map.
Yes,
and
doing a
fabulous
job.
Shout out David Banner.
That's right.
Thank you, D-Trey.
You're doing a good
job. I'm going to forever push you. I'm going to forever make my contribution into your career in whatever way I can.
So
you know, I've been repping you and promoting you from the time I heard your music. So,
yeah.
And also, you my boo's cousin. So, anyway, thank you for calling and being a guest on our show. We're going to bring on our next guest. Lady Trauma, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hey, lady.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
I get to finally hear your voice. Thank you for calling into the Queen D Show. I just thought it was important to have you on as a guest tonight because I wanted to hear what it's like to experience things from a producer standpoint. And I do know that you are a producer. You always post these posts on Facebook where the sun is coming up because you have been up all night in the studio.
I never sleep, never. Like, briefly, like, I just dozed off before I called in, but I had to wake up, like, oh, my God, I'm late. So I had to.
Right. Oh, my God. Look, thank you for waking up for the Queen G Show. I really appreciate it.
No, really? I had to.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, we definitely appreciate you calling because I want you to give us an inside track of what it's like to sit in a producer's seat. What is your request from artists as they come in and sit down in your chair? Like, what do you do? What's your role in the business?
Well, like you said, I'm a producer. What I like from artists, when they want to work with me, I like for them to be serious. If you're not serious, I don't want to work with you. Because a lot of times when artists come to me, they be like, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, and then I don't hear from them. That really bothers me. Like, the first impression is, they always say the first impression is, like, the best impression. Like, if you don't make a good impression the first time, then that's, like, it's not going to work. And that's how it feels for me. Like, if you don't make a good impression the first time, then I just don't really want to work with you. And people, they fail to realize that when you're building a relationship with somebody, you got to stay on good terms. And that first time around, you got to make sure that you bring it that first time. And a lot of people seem to mess up on that first time. And, you know, I just want somebody to be serious when they want to work with
me. What's the age range that you're experiencing now? Like, what age range? I know that as a producer, like, it's a lot of young artists that are coming into the game. What's the age range that you produce at this time?
Wow, people I work with mainly are, like, in their early to late 20s.
Okay.
That seems to be the age that is really wanting to do music right now, around in that age. I haven't worked with too many younger artists yet. So I'm hoping to work with all ages, but that's just the age range that I'm working with at the moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they try to come in and get over financially?
Yes.
Produce my track, but they don't have the bread to back it.
That's the thing. Like, they come at me like, yo, let's collab. I'm like, collab what? I'm like, collab sounds like yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, like, you can go to my website, and at my website you can, you know, there's the prices right there, or if you want something personalized, we can go from there. I'm not doing anything for free. I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I don't even know you.
Right. So how you going to be coming to ask for something for free or for a little bit of nothing? Like, oh, I can get it for this price here. I'm like, well, you can go there and get it for that price, but you're not going to get it here. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a lot of artists, they want stuff for cheap. They don't want to pay for anything. Like, they don't want to pay for beats. They don't want to pay for studio time, for this, that, and the other. But they want to charge people for collaboration. Like, other artists or whatever. You know, it's backwards to me. I'm like,
you said collab what? I love it. Collab what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, collab what? Or, you know, I want to work with you. I'm like, okay, but, you know, you have to understand that there's a fee. I'm not expensive because I'm not a major producer. I'm local. So I'm not going to charge you over $1,000 or a couple thousand dollars. I'm not there yet.
Right.
So I'm willing to work with you, but don't just expect anything for free from me.
And it sounds like you are a bit frustrated with just people coming in, not taking you serious and thinking it's a joke and, you know, they're not really, and to me, what that means is that they're not dedicated really to their own craft. Because
exactly.
When it comes to getting ready to lay it and come and put it down in the studio, it's like, you have to be kind of serious. Because if you get to this point, you know what I mean? You can't play the business. Like, you have to either bring it or not bring it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's your pet peeve?
Oh man, I have so many.
You're right.
Like you said, the whole not wanting to pay, and like I said, not being serious, not being dedicated, not being passionate about it.
Right.
I'm very passionate about my music, and I'm willing to do whatever it is to do my music, and I feel like people are not willing to do what it is, what it takes to make it happen.
Right.
And that's a big pet peeve to me. It's like, if you really, really want it, you would do what it takes to get it. Not saying to do anything sexual or anything like that, but, you know, whatever it takes to make your dream come true, whatever it takes to get out there and your music heard, do it. Take a different route from what everybody else is doing. Everybody's doing the same thing. And that's what bothers me with people. They take the same route that everybody else is on. But if that route's not working, why would you take that same road?
Take a
different road. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I'm tired of seeing the same thing. I want to see something different, like as far as like internet promotions go, understand that people is not working to me. I don't. It bothers me personally. Like
with me,
I've met a lot of great people through social media, Twitter, Facebook, and these are major people. And it didn't happen by spamming them.
Right.
It worked with Bob building relationships with them, talking to them first.
And I've been online with you as a friend, lady, for a minute. Like, I've seen you put posts up. You probably have seen me post stuff. This is my first time. I believe it was meant at this point for us to pull this together. This is my first independent artist show of the year. And I thought it was very important to have your perspective on my show. And this is my very first time even hearing your voice. That's how serious this is. Like, but like you said, social media is very important. Like, we connected on Facebook. You know what I mean? And I see what you do, and I see that you're passionate about this. Let me ask you a question about your history. How long have you been doing this? And where did you learn about music? Because as a producer, you have to have an ear for different types of music or be able to hear that sound in the middle of this big boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have a very keen ear. When did that begin for you? And when did you know that you wanted to be a producer?
Oh, man. I've been wanting to do music all of my life, like, ever since I was little. But I didn't start making beats till I was 14. So it's been about 13 years
since
I started making beats and everything. And I knew that I wanted to do it. I was just randomly in Sam Ash. This is when I got my first beat machine. I was with my dad, and something led me to that section to get a beat machine. Like, I've always been a drummer, a musician, but my dad took me to Sam Ash. I got a beat machine, and that was it. Like,
that was it.
That's the deal
right there.
Right. But like you said about that ear, if you don't have that ear for music, it's not going to work.
Right.
Like, it's kind of hard to explain, like, having that ear. And it's like, oh, man. Being passionate about music is like, it's something, like, you could tell by my post on Facebook how passionate I am about it.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even had you as a guest on my show, because I try to pull people that are serious as well. Like, this is a serious thing for me. This is a serious thing for Lala, my co-host. And, you know, the fact that it's because I see you all the time and I see how passionate you are. And, you know what I mean? Like, you go from sun up to sun down doing this. This is your life. This is no joke for you. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, I thought it was important to have you on the show. And we don't get to sit down and interview producers. They're always in the background. They get the music done. You hear their perspective by way of the music itself. You don't get a chance to sit down and really chat with them. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's an honor and a pleasure for you to give us this perspective and this inside track on what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what about pitch? What about vocal pitch? I'm sure you can hear that as well, right? That's something important for a producer.
Yeah, you got to stay on point with that. You got to stay on point with it. It's like somebody scratching their nails across a board. Like, it really bothers me. Like, it really hits me. My eardrum, when somebody goes off key, like, no, that's not it. You run it, like, you want to try that again. Yeah. You know, I haven't worked with too many singers. Like, I worked with a couple of them, and they're, like, there. Like, as far as vocals go, like, they've already, you know, they straight. You know, I don't have to do too much fine-tuning with them because they've been singing for a long time, and they do their own vocal arrangements. You can tell who's serious when they do their own vocal arrangements. Absolutely.
Right. Now, for you, let me ask you this. If they're just too far off base, will you accept that as a client, or do you know that that's just not going to work for you?
Can you say that again?
I said, when you know that someone is just really off, will you accept them as a client, or, you know what I mean? Because it becomes more work, right, to have to fine-tune them and put them in order and all this stuff. You become this trainer.
Well, that's
or is that a part of the role?
It's part of the role. It all just comes down to who's serious or not, like I said. Like, if I see that you're passionate about it, then I wouldn't mind working with you. That's all it is.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
But if you're not, then no.
Because some, I'm sure, just need that extra push, too, in order to get it out there. Because it's about breathing techniques, the air, and all that stuff, right?
Right, exactly. So, I don't mind it. Like, I have a friend who was, she sings. I've been knowing her for a long time, and I've been pushing her. Like, if I know she can sing, I know she can really sing. She writes, but I kept pushing her. And now she's out there locally. She's doing shows. She's dropping singles, you know. So it's just all about, like you said, giving them that extra push. I believed in her, and I just kept pushing her.
Right. Some of them, they have a little lack of confidence and that type of thing, and they just need a little boost to get them to that next level. Lala, do you have any questions for Lady?
No, I'm just listening to what she's saying. Everything is correct. I mean, you know, it is, the business is what it is, and when people come to you, you know, to get some production work, usually they know what they want, but if they don't, and they're people who really have a passion for music but they're not that good, those are the type of people I know she's talking about. They're not that good, but they have a passion for it, so she'll just, you know, do their work for them, and that's what it is, you know.
Right. That's awesome. I said in one of my brothers, both of my brothers are artists. I sat in their studio sessions, and I don't understand how you guys can put in all these major hours, and you get in there, and the next day comes up, and it's like nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? And it has to be passion. It has to be drive. It has to be something that you love, because otherwise I couldn't see you just not getting no sleep. You know what I mean?
You be so into it that the time just slips away from you. And you don't even look at the time. You go in there and you just work. You work. Especially when you're in there with a lot of people with same goals and like-minded, and you go in there and you're working. You don't care about the time. You don't care about the time. You just in there working.
And it goes by so fast.
So, Lady Trauma, can you tell us a little about one of the projects that you're currently working on?
Oh, I'm just freelancing some stuff with a couple artists locally.
Okay.
So it's just it's all about them, really. Like, I have the tracks for them, just waiting for them to get done. You know, I'm collaborating with a couple producer friends of mine. And we're shopping some stuff for some artists, majorly. But, you know, it's just all about, I'm trying to get some major placements, TV, film, and, you know, also
Scoring is so awesome. Putting your music to a film. People don't think about that, but that's another angle to get your product out.
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, hip-hop is cool and all of that, and R&B, but it's not what's popping to me right now. So I want to take another route and go to TV and film and see what else I can do. That makes me want to broaden my knowledge as far as music goes. Because you have to know, like, all these chords and progressions and music, and not just loops. You know what I'm saying? You got to really sit down and plan those type of things out, like as far as movie scores go and everything.
Right.
So,
Lady Trauma, let me confirm something for you by way of knowing the business and the game. I was At one point, probably even just a couple of years ago, I was a casting director. And these producers, a very important aspect of their project, they need music as the words are scrolling down the screen. They need music in the film at certain moments to bring out that, you know, bring life to that particular part of the film. They need score. They need music. Like, it's a very important aspect of film. So I say that you continue to hit that market because it's hot right now. And they got tons of projects out here. Don't trip if it's independent. That's the best way to go. Because people are hitting these red boxes for these independent films even more than they're doing the mainstream films. You understand? So I'm here to confirm for you that that is an awesome market to, you know, tap into. It's awesome.
It is.
And they're
looking
for work all day. It's about making that right connection, getting the word out, continuing to put the word out about your music. You know what I mean? And I know it's kind of eerie because you can't give your music out to, you got to be careful. You know what I mean? You have to guard certain things with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because people still try to steal.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know what I mean? It's about who you know, who you hand it to, who you deal with, and about them relationships. Facebook, like D-Trey was saying, is a very great networking tool. You know what I mean? Because you can take your time and kind of get to know who this person is. You don't have to jump right in and say, hey, here go my music. You know what I mean? You can kind of build, you know, a relationship with them and take your time and then, you know, step in. Now I know I can call on you if an artist needs tracks or something like that. And what I love about what you guys do is that you can be in a different state and you can still send your tracks out there. Am I correct, lady?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or you can.
You guys
even,
have
you know,
an awesome. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, like, if you, you know, being in different states, you can have Skype sessions and work on it, the track for the person right there while they're watching you. So.
Right. Right.
There are different things you can do.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great nowadays how many things are on the market and what you can do and all that stuff. They're not even recording in the same place nowadays.
No. No.
Exactly.
Like,
right. So if you as a producer are sharp and you're, you know, up on today's game and know what to do, girl, just continue to put it out there and definitely go in the direction of film because they need music. They need good music. And I could tell you don't play games with that. I know that you're dealing with artists that are good. You don't have time to waste. You understand? So I definitely suggest you do that because on the flip side of it, when I was sitting in the casting director seat, along with choosing their cast, that was like the next thing, you know what I mean? One of the major decisions they had to do was to come up with music or music to put in their film. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a very important part of it. So we're going to take a music break. Lady Trauma, hang on, and then we're going to close out the show. We have 5 minutes left in the show. We're going to take a musical break real quick.
You know what? In every part of the world, you always find them in the park. It's Friday, and I'm about to hit the club.
Welcome, Queen G Show, you guys. Oh, my God, we had a great show tonight. By the way, that was D-Trey, you guys, the guest that we had on our own show tonight. Look out for him. Look out for Donald Javon in the near future. Lady Trauma on the Beat, real quick, tell us how we can contact you, and then we're going to close out the show.
You can contact me via Facebook, facebook.com/LadyTraumaONIT. And www.twitter.com/LadyTrauma or www.LadyTrauma.com. Just Lady Trauma, you find me.
Lady Trauma. Google her. Lady Trauma. Lady Trauma. Thank you, guys. Lala, thank you, girl, for putting it down with me again tonight on the Queen G Show. My advice to you guys out there, follow your dreams. Don't ever give up. Keep it going. Keep it pushing. Always follow your dreams. Follow your heart. And you guys, thank you for listening tonight. Tonight was a, man, it was full of information. I hope you guys stayed in tune with us. And until next time, you guys, thank you. The Queen G Show, we out, y'all. We out. I'm so overwhelmed. We out.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.